Chapter 21, Section 2. The Reign of Louis XIV. Before you read. In the last section, you were introduced to the idea of absolutism. In this section, you will read about absolute power in France. Religious wars and power struggles. Writers turn towards skepticism. What changes were occurring in France? France was torn by 8 religious wars between Catholics and Protestants from 1562 to 1598. In 1589, a Protestant prince, Henry of Navarre, became King Henry IV. In 1593, he changed religions. He became a Catholic to please the majority of his people. In 1598, he issued an order called the Edict of Nantes. It gave Huguenots, French Protestants, the right to live in peace and have their own churches in some cities. Henry rebuilt the French economy and brought peace to the land. He was followed by his son, Louis XIII, a weak king. However, Louis had a very capable chief minister, Cardinal Richelieu. Richelieu ruled the land for Louis and increased the power of the crown. The cardinal ordered the Huguenots not to build walls around their cities. He also said nobles had to destroy their castles. As a result, Protestants and nobles could not hide within walls to defy the king's power. Richelieu used people from the middle class, not nobles, to work in his government. That also reduced the power of the nobles. French thinkers had reacted to the religious wars with horror. They developed a new philosophy called skepticism. Nothing could be known for certain, they argued. Doubting old ideas was the first step to learning the truth, they said. Question 1. How did the monarchy get stronger in France? Louis XIV comes to power. How did Louis XIV rule? In 1643, Louis XIV became king at the age of about 5. Cardinal Mazarin, who succeeded Richelieu as minister, ruled for Louis until he was 22. Louis became a powerful ruler who had total control of France. He was determined to never let nobles challenge him. He kept the nobles out of his government. He gave more power to government officials, called intendants, and made sure that they answered only to him. He also worked hard to increase the wealth of France. His chief minister of finance, Jean-Baptiste Colbert, tried to build French industry. Colbert wanted to persuade French people to buy French-made goods and not those from other countries. He urged people to settle in the new French colony of Canada in North America. The fur trade there brought wealth to France. Question 2. How did Louis make sure he kept his power? The Sun King's grand style. Louis fights disastrous wars. What changes did Louis make? Louis enjoyed a life of luxury at his court. He built a huge and beautiful palace at Versailles near Paris. He also made sure that nobles had to depend on his favor to advance in society. Louis made France the most powerful nation in Europe. France had a larger population and a bigger army than any other country. However, Louis made some mistakes that later proved costly. After winning some wars against neighboring countries, he became bolder and tried to seize more land. Other nations allied to stop France in the late 1680s. The high costs of these wars combined with poor harvests to produce problems at home in France. The final war fought in Louis's time was fought over succession to the throne of Spain and lasted from 1700 to 1713. In this War of the Spanish Succession, France and Spain attempted to set up united thrones. The rest of Europe felt threatened and joined in war against them. Both France and Spain were forced to give up some of their American and European colonies to England. England was the new rising power. Question 3. How did Louis XIV bring disaster to France?